This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on community and independent radio stations nationwide. Nearly 50,000 academic workers at 10 University of California campuses began a strike on November 14th. To bargain for better working conditions. The unionized workers are postdocs, researchers, trainees, fellows, graduate student instructors, readers, and tutors. And they're organized with UAW 5810, UAW 2865, and the newly formed SRU UAW. Although there are four separate contract fights, the UC workers are striking all together in a historic action that has already prompted calls for a mediator. Some faculty have canceled classes in solidarity. So far, there is no end date for the strike. We turn now to Joyce Chan, a postdoctoral scholar in neurosciences at UC San Diego. She's on the bargaining team with some of the workers. Welcome to the program, Joyce.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So for, you know, there have been a lot of times when strikes have been threatened and not actually played out. Occasionally a strike will go to fruition. And here we are on Monday, we saw tens of thousands of academic workers all up and down California walking out of campuses and picketing and rallying. It was quite a historic view. What led up to this moment? Can you give me a nutshell of what were the issues that prompted so many people to say, we're not going to take it anymore, we're going on strike?
Yes. So essentially what has led up to this point is that we at the bargaining table have, during many months of bargaining, made strong proposals to guarantee dignified compensation and equity in the workplace. However, progress is being thwarted by UC's unlawful conduct. And the decision to move forward with a strike, a multi-unit statewide strike, so that decision was made after months of increasing frustration at UC's refusal to come to an agreement. So the UAW members, which again consists of postdocs, graduate student, academic workers, teaching assistants, these members are struggling to make ends meet every month. And we feel like we are forced to go on strike. We can't wait around for the University of California to change course and bargain in good faith on their own timeline, right?
What is the, in terms of, you know, it often comes down to brass tacks, it comes down to money. What is the sort of the main issue that academic workers are claiming on compensation? California is a very expensive state to live in. And I noticed that a lot of those striking were pointing out things like the cost of rent, just the cost of rent, being unable to make enough to make ends meet month by month.
Right. So in terms of what we're proposing for fair compensation and also cost of living adjustments, we want a baseline salary of $54,000 a year minimum for all grad workers, in addition to $70,000 minimum for postdoc as a baseline salary. So essentially what we're currently being paid right now, it doesn't adjust for, you know, the cost of living, you know, inflation, gas prices, all the cost of living just going up, and especially trying to live in a place, as you mentioned, like California, and especially in San Diego, with the skyrocketing prices of properties and rent, it's really hard to be able to make it day by day. And essentially what the UC is proposing in terms of like 3%, 7%, like small percent increases in salary, each like annual salary, essentially that results in a net loss to us. So we would be losing money if we were to continue with the UC's proposals.
Right, because inflation is going up much faster than those paltry increases.
Yeah, the increases that the university is proposing can't catch up, right, with that inflation cost of living. So we, like, our proposals are not only realistic, but we feel that they are necessary, since for a lot of our academic workers, 30 to 80% of our income goes towards making rent alone.
Let's talk about the fact that the University of California system is supposed to be a state, it is a state university system. It's supposed to be one that, is affordable for students. And it's also supposed to be one that has a solid reputation academically. And we often hear that the reason why grad students or postdocs or even adjunct professors, although they're not part of this fight, are paid so little is because they would have to pass those costs down to students. What's wrong with that logic?
So what's wrong with that logic is that we know that our working conditions are our students' learning conditions, right? So if our graduate students, if our teaching assistants, lecturers are all paid well and don't have to struggle to teach classes or to mentor students, or, if our postdoctoral researchers, our scientists are not, going hungry or unable to make ends meet in terms of rent, we improve the quality of our science, we improve the quality of our teaching, our research, et cetera. And the quality of the education we are able to provide currently is being compromised because, of the hardship that we are trying to survive on our current contract. So if the UC meets our demands for fair compensation, they would be far more able to focus on the teaching, on the research, on everything that makes the University of California great. So we believe that a temporary disruption to our students' education and research is worth a long-term improvement to everyone's experience at the UC. And also, not every teaching moment happens in a classroom. Like, sometimes you have to stand up for yourself. And additionally, our students, our colleagues in the lab are with us, including some faculty members, and they understand what it means when you're being untreated fairly, and that this is our opportunity to speak up.
Does the UC system have the money to meet the financial demands of the unions?
So we believe so because as California's biggest employer, the UC has a $46 billion annual budget. And it also has resources to ensure that our academic workers who do the bulk of the teaching and research are fairly compensated. So in terms of our compensation proposals, the proposals for graduate workers would end up being less than 3% of the UC's budget. And honestly, it's more reasonable to spend about 3% for the bulk of all the teaching and research labor, right?
Wow.
And also, the research budget and funding from the state into the UCs continues to hit record levels. Yet, the University of California is not offering compensation that matches our contributions to its research and its teaching missions and its commitment to equity and a diverse workplace.
So Joyce, the state has a budget surplus as well. I mean, there is money if the UC system, claimed it needed more. There is money around. California's economy is booming. It just surpassed the entire economy of Germany. And yet these are workers who are paid just not very much. And give me also a sense of, you're a postdoc in neurosciences. Give me a sense of the contribution that academic workers like yourself make to society. I mean, we shouldn't have to say it, spell it out because it seems obvious, but let's go ahead and do that. I mean, you're talking about folks who work in the sciences, who work in the liberal arts, in humanities and in history. And, these are folks who are contributing to society and educating another generation of folks who will then take their place. This is a very significant work that's being done, right?
So when people think of the UCs, they think of a very top-tier research and just top-tier place for research and learning, right? So our students, in the sciences, they go on to become doctors, they go on to become engineers, that influence, that contribute to, infrastructure and also medicine, finding cure for diseases, understanding how the brain works even. Like, I think it can't be understated, how important the university's research is in social mobility, in improving people's futures, right? And also in the arts as well, just creating work that moves people and especially in this age of disinformation, you know, history education is more needed than ever. And I can honestly go on and on about it. But
what about the
again,
fact?
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And additionally, like all the work that the postdocs, the graduate students do, they bring in grants, they bring in funding, they bring in life to university, you know, that it, and the university continues to, like, for postdoc, I could talk about postdoc especially, you know, postdocs have earned their PhDs, we specialize in specific topic. And yet, for some of the language that we hear at the bargaining table in other places, they refer to us as trainees, as if we're new to this field or don't have experience, which again, some of us might be switching paths or finding a new place to apply our research, but we're still highly qualified individuals who have, you know, invested 5, sometimes 4 to 6 years of our life on a topic. And, you know, we should also be respected as such. Right.
Do you see the emboldened demands from UC academic workers as part of also a new moment in labor organizing nationwide? You know, there are, unemployment is low. If you sort of use the wonkish speech of the mainstream economists, we are in a tight labor market, which of course gives workers more leverage. And the pandemic also was a wake up call for many workers around the United States about just how badly, you know, this sort of realization of how badly they're being treated, the indignity of low-paid hard work. Can you put into the national labor context this UC academic strike?
So for a lot of the academic workers at the UC, we see this pattern of indignity and, you know, unfair wages, unfair contracts as a sort of universal theme, you know, not only in the States but also worldwide. And also, we've been very inspired by a lot of what's been happening, especially with Starbucks. Like, even hearing that academic workers in Colombia, you know, were on strike, you know,
right,
that, you know, we're not just, like, graduate students are not just students, we're also employees. And that we have the right to demand better pay and better working conditions. And also for, to be able to demand things and be heard, right? To address the precise problems that we have in academia, because similar to other, you know, very specialized fields, there's a leaky pipeline for women in science and academia. There's a leaky pipeline for parents, for first generation academics. Like, it could go on and on. I could go on and on about this.
Right. Joyce, there is right now no plan to end the strike. I mean, generally, when unionized workers go on strike, it's because negotiations have failed. They've been at the bargaining table. They haven't been able to make headway. And so then the next and the most extreme step is a strike. And generally, strikes end when the other side concedes to demands. Can you give me a sense of what you expect to happen? You know, strikes sometimes can be completely open-ended. They could end the next day. They could continue for months. You never know.
Yeah, it's true. The strikes are open-ended. And for us, we do not have a set end date for the strike, but the university can at any point remedy their unfair labor practices and start to bargain in good faith. And we hope that they do that soon. Right? And over 36,000 workers who voted yes on the strike authorization vote, it sends a strong message to the UC that we're united and we're ready to hold them accountable. And again, we hope that this will compel them to bargain sooner in good faith. But again, if that doesn't happen soon, we'll have to continue our strike. We'll have to continue withholding our labor, which again means withholding teaching of classes, of withholding our research. Again, things that keep the university running, right?
Well, how can people express solidarity with the work, with the strikers? And I imagine that some faculty and students, undergrads, are potentially doing so.
So already we do have some faculty that signed a letter or sent letters to university administration. I know that the Council of UC Faculty Associations, CUCFA, they did submit a letter and also wrote a very nice FAQ about how to support the striking academic workers.
And is there a website you can give out for more information?
So one of the websites is faircunow.org.
And we'll post a link to that from our website later today. Joyce, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck to you and your fellow workers.
Yes, thank you so much for having me today.
My guest has been Joyce Chan, a postdoctoral fellow postdoctoral scholar in neurosciences at the University of California, San Diego, and one of the union organizers at a historic UC academic workers strike. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. You can access this and other interviews on our website, risingupwithsonali.com, by becoming a subscriber. Find our audio podcast on iTunes and Spotify, and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at RU with Sonali.